You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. It means that you may pretend to be serving God, but if mammon is what you are serving, that is what you will be serving. I want to say with great pain in my heart that in many of so-called churches today, what they are serving is money. You know, I was discussing with someone who talked about how they used to pray for breakthrough in those days. And I asked a simple question. What is breakthrough? He couldn't define it. I said, what exactly is breakthrough? He said, to have money, to have jobs. I said, so ultimately, it's all about money. What is higher ground? What is new level? What is financial height? Everything is about money. All the examples that preacher will give is about how this man used to be poor and he is now very rich. It's still about money. You see, you can't pretend it. That's what Jesus is saying. You can be a preacher. You can lay claim to be born again. But if mammon is what you are serving, it will show that you are serving mammon. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't manage it. You can't pretend it. Every single thing today, it's money. If it is so in the world, I can't even understand. But sadly, in the church, it's all about money. All the preaching. You know, hardly will you hear any preaching that the fundamental thing being said in that preaching is all about money. They say how you are going to make it. I said, make what? A child of God doesn't pray for breakthrough. I honestly don't understand it, and I mean it sincerely. What is breakthrough? What kind of breakthrough am I praying for? What kind of blessing am I praying for? I'm already in Christ. I live in Christ. My life is no longer my own. My life now is the life of Jesus. I live for the one who died for me and rose again. So what exactly am I looking for? Breakthrough for what? You know? But, you know, as I look at this scripture, then it dawned on me very clearly what Jesus was saying. No man can serve two masters. He said it this way because people will try to do it. People will pretend that they are serving God, but they are serving money. Have you not noticed? What do ministry boast about today? Their buildings. They don't lack money. People that used to, they will tell story, a man who used to have one car. He now has 10 cars. Can you imagine? You won't hear any testimony of somebody who is now Christ-like, who is full of the fruit of the Spirit. It's all about material things. So the whole system is measured by material success. It's measured by money. When they see people who have money, they will say, ah, God has answered that person's prayer. Can you imagine? So a man that has money, God has answered the person's prayer. As I listen to people, they will say, well, I'm working towards it. I'm getting there gradually. I'm like, getting where? What exactly are you getting to? In fact, if there's anything a Christian should be getting towards, it is conformity to the image of Christ. In times of our provision, that is a matter God has settled. It is neither about riches nor poverty. It's about provision. God will meet your need. What you need to focus on is pleasing him, is doing his will, is the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things shall be added unto you. But when you really sit down and look at it, the whole thing about seeking God is materialistic. That's why many Africans, when they go abroad, they don't see need to pray because the bulk of their prayers back home was materialistic. So what then are they praying for? Now they can get a car with a loan. They can get phone on contract. They have good roads. Water is flowing. There's electricity. He can wear good clothes. He can eat good food. So suddenly it's like, why do I need God? Because it was never about God while you were at home. Somebody who is genuinely seeking to know God, take him to any country, take him to the moon, he will still be praying to know God. What is it that Paul has not seen in times of ministry? Yet his single prayer is that I may know him. It's not that I may do miracles. Why do you think ministers want to do miracles? It's not that they care about the pain of people. It's because they want to display power so that money can come. Everything ultimately is money. I'm telling you, money, you are either serving money or you are serving God. There is no middle way between them. There's nowhere you are going. There's no third party. It's either you are serving God or you are serving money. And they will both demand service from your life. The way God will demand commitment, that's the same way money will demand commitment. The things that troubles people's heart today, trace it. It is money. The things they are concerned about, I'm going to lose my job. Why then are you restless? Money. It's all about money. You are serving money. You have to ask yourself, is it money you want to serve for all your life? When are you going to serve God? When are you going to live for God? You can't serve God and mammon. And if you serve money, where do you think you are going to end in eternity? How long are you going to live like that? That's why you are praying useless prayers. They're asking you to put your hand on your head and say that from now you are blessed. Blessed by what? When you are already blessed in Christ Jesus. Everything is just about money. I just had a preacher today. And what was he saying? He said, when you see people who are rich, it's because they've made investment. Everything is about riches. Pastors are now financial advisor. The bulk of their message is about finance. It's about breakthrough. Check, is that what Paul preached? How long are you even going to live on that? Are you going to go with the money? Is it not for you to have what to eat, what to wear, where to live, so that you can serve the purpose for which God created you? But you are just chasing shadows. Somebody was saying something. A lady had to come and respond on social media to some people that they said her house does not have a POP. And she now said, where she's currently living, she's the one paying the rent. Nobody is paying the rent for her. And that she's going to remain there until finally she's able to move to a place where she's going. You know, can you imagine? What is there about a house with POP, a house with ceiling, or a house with wood? What is most important is that you have a place to lay your head. You see, vanity, all the ambition is about vanity. Oh, this is the kind of car I want to buy. It's no longer about movement. It's about vanity. Just vanity, vanity. I tell you, and I warn you sincerely, you can't serve God and mammon. You have to make up your mind. Choose for yourself today. Who are you going to serve? Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Who do you want to serve? What are you serving? Who are you serving? Hey, I pray that before it is too late, you will come under the Lordship of Jesus. You can serve God and mammon. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can reach us via email, info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.